Well, good morning, kids, and happy Sunday to you all. Well, I just did a fireside chat of sorts with your families, so I also wanted to do a little fireside chat with you guys. So this is a really deep question I'm going to ask you today. When you're roasting marshmallows, do you like them super burned, like blackened burned, or do you like them just a little bit soft? Or are you one of those people, and I might know some of those people, that are so impatient for the marshmallows, they never actually make it to the fire, but go right in their mouth. So, each and every one of us, we love s'mores, we love roasting marshmallows. If you've ever done that, I hope you have. If not, when we get back together, we need to arrange a s'more party at church. Well, one of the most beautiful parts of being around a campfire and roasting s'mores and telling stories and singing songs and all the beautiful things you do. It's not the s'mores entirely, even though they are delicious. It's being together with your friends, your family, just having so much fun and being connected. Today's story, kids, is about the Holy Spirit. And one of the images of the Holy Spirit is fire. Now, I know fire is dangerous, and listen to your parents and your mentors and your adults that remind you not to touch hot stoves and be careful around the kitchen and fires and things like that. That's very important. But fire is also very important. We use it to cook our food. We use it to keep ourselves warm in some cases. It's nature's way of cleansing the earth. I know we don't like forest fires, but they bring up new vegetation and new life. The earth is designed that way to re-cleanse itself. So fire is really an important part of our lives. Well, the reason we have the image of the Holy Spirit being connected to fire is that it is powerful and it's wild. The Holy Spirit is wild. It's all over the place. And the Holy Spirit is something we can't see as people, but we can sense it, we can feel it, and we are given the promise. Jesus said long ago, he came to his disciples and he said, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, and he breathed on them, which I know is kind of weird in our culture, like to just breathe on someone. But what's meant by that, he just laid that Spirit upon them. And after he did that, they could forgive sins. They could heal people. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, all these different people spoke different languages, kids. And all of a sudden, they could hear each other in their own native language. Can you imagine that? If you guys traveled to another country or had a friend that spoke a different language, and all of a sudden, maybe they were speaking that language and you could understand them perfectly? Wouldn't that be so cool? Well, one of the neat things about that is that languages, once we understand each other, no matter what language you speak or where you're from in the world, you realize that we're not so different. The Holy Spirit and Pentecost kind of remind us, or do remind us, I should say, that we're not really different. We act like we're different. We sometimes make differences and create them amongst ourselves. Just like maybe you have cliques at school where you have some friends that hang out with some people, but they won't hang out with others. Those are created by us. All those groups are all one group in God's eyes. They're all children of God. So on this Pentecost Sunday, I want you to remember that you are a child of God, each and every one of you. There's no matter how different we are, and we celebrate our differences. Gosh, if we were the same, wouldn't it be so boring, kids, if we were all the same? It's kind of like eating the same meal. Well, I shouldn't say that because some of you love things so much you'd probably eat them every day. And I do too. But let's say Brussels sprouts. Let's say you had to eat Brussels sprouts every single day. Maybe one of you might love that, but most of us would get kind of tired of Brussels sprouts. So difference is beautiful. And the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples and foretold of Jesus' coming back again so that we might know we are all the same and that God is with us. Will you pray with me on that today? All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us for who we are, for forgiving us our sins, for helping us to love one another, for helping us to share, for helping us to be kind. Bless us this day and all the days of our life. Amen. All right, kids. Hey, if you have some marshmallows at home or you can get mom or dad to get some, that would be a great treat for Sunday night. Just saying. Take care, guys. Bye.